This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. Equity Mates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Shut up and take my money.
That is an old-time low.
And the old bear is back.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Telling me.
Grave.
Hello and welcome. This is Buy or Sell, coming to you from the No Holds Bar here at Equity Mates HQ. I'm your host, Adam Kiley, regarded by many as one of the simplest minds in finance. Luckily for all of us, I'm joined by an expert to educate me and hopefully you on how they're thinking about stocks and the stocks they're thinking about. This is rapid fire though. This is Buy or Sell. We're going to rip through as many stocks as we can in the time that we have. And don't forget, you can follow each stock on the Buy or Sell tracker on the Equity Mates website. And today I am pleased to be welcoming back to the No Holds Bar Andrew Page, founder and managing director at strawman.com. Nice to see you again, Andrew.
Hi, Adam. How are you going?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Andrew, from memory, you're a gin and tonic man. Is that correct? I think that was your pick last time we were on the show.
I am rather partial to a G&T, yes. A little bit of lemon or lime.
Very good.
Perfect.
So our signature cocktail this week, especially for you, is the Profit Margin Gin and tonic.
Love it.
We're coming into the end of summer now. Is this a gin and tonic through the winter type thing, Andrew? Is it a year-round beverage for you?
I've never heard of seasonality with cocktails, but I'm a simple man. I'm a year-round, you know.
Cocktails seasonally adjusted, not a
yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
Not a thing for you.
Exactly.
Very good. Hey, we had you on, I think it was the end of October last year, and you gave us 10 stocks almost 5 months ago. Probably not what we'd recommend in terms of a long investment horizon, but we are going to take a look back at your predictions this week. So we're going to go through the same 10 stocks that you gave us last time. We're going to see how they're tracking and get an updated call from you for each one. Mm-hmm. Before we start, though, I will say across the board, you're up 21.92%. According to the tracker on the Equity Mates website. So that's pretty handy work.
Well, so what you do is a tip for young players is when you're in this game, you want to make lots of predictions, lots and lots and lots. Law of large numbers, some of them will stick. And when they stick, you scream from the rooftops about how much of a genius you were in picking it. Had it been 5 months later and was like, oh, everything's down, I would be giving you a lecture on long-term time horizons and volatility and underlying, but But as it turns out, I was like, yeah, I'm a genius, obviously, clearly. I totally knew that was going to happen.
I'm going to put a pin in the word genius and bring that back to you a few times throughout as we look at these stocks.
that's the other thing. You don't talk about the losers, Adam. You only talk about the winners. Okay. Yeah.
In that case, we're going to talk about six stocks today on Buy or Sell.
Well, Peter Lynch said, author of One Up on Wall Street, great fund manager, if you're right, 6 times out of 10, you're good in this business. I'm going to lean into that.
Perfect. Love it. All right, let's get started. We're going to kick off with LaserBond Limited, ASX LBL. You called it a buy at 88 cents, currently 71 cents. LaserBond announced a $1 million technology sale agreement with Curtin Uni. They're down almost 20%. Andrew, is it time to go back to school on LaserBond? Buy or sell?
No, and it's buy still. I mean, nothing's changed.
It's buy. Okay.
Nothing's really, you've got to ask yourself, I know it's pressed for time, but this will cover all of the 10 stocks, is that I was right or wrong because of what happened in a 5-month time. It's madness. So why did I buy this thing? If we go back to the episode, it's like, here's a company with a lot of inside ownership, very long record of value creation for shareholders. They had some issues in the half. Supply chain factors impacting their products division, some revenue recognition delays, and there was an acquisition all in there as well. But really, when you stand back, anyone who's run a business, like there's two types of problems. There's the cyclical problem, or there is the outside factor problem, and then there's the problem because there is a cancer within. There is a structural issue with the business. So the way I would frame the answer to this and to anyone is just sort of like what I'm trying to gauge when I revisit my stocks is, what was the thesis? And as we said last time, write it down so I remember what it was. Like, why did I like this thing? Why did I think it was good value? And then what's changed? And so it's a long run up to answer your question. What has changed? And I would say nothing, nothing significantly, nothing structurally. What does the 5-year outlook look like? Well, exactly the same as it did before, in fact. And now shares are cheaper. So yeah. Buy.
It's a buy.
I think I'm going to buy.
Would you typically go back around this time frame, or you bought 5 months ago,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at it again now, you're looking at it again in a year, 2 years, or kind of just continually watching it? How's your process work
there? I'd say continually, but don't conjure up the image of me sitting in front of 6 screens, you know, like that's with 100 charts on it. Like
just Matrix style green screen floating down past your eyeballs. Yeah,
I mean, if ever there was a bigger red flag as to someone who doesn't know what they're doing, it's like six screen trading setup. You know, like Buffett didn't even have a computer. I don't even think he does have a computer now. Anyway, it's all a little bit rubbish. Yeah, so you get, well, depending on the size of the company, you might even get sort of fundamental updates every quarter. But for most companies, it's sort of every half. So I was like, well, I own a part of this business. I'm going to see what happened. What are they reported? What I mean continually is not watching the ticker every second of the day, but it's just like, I don't know. It could be a 3 Thursdays from today and LaserBond releases a market sensitive announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to read it, whether it's 6 months or 6 weeks or 6 minutes since I bought it, right?
Nope, I'm not ready to read it yet. I'll read that in 6 months.
I said 6 months and 6 months is what it's going to be. So whenever new information comes out, now part of that might be maybe nothing's changed and the price has dropped 50% or doubled or something like that. So you might put that new information in context with the underlying value and like, you know, is it better or worse value? But you want to try and keep an interested eye on it. Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. So LaserBond is a buy.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to buy.
Next up, we're looking at EnviroSuite Limited, ASX, EVS. You called it a buy at 6 cents, currently trading at 6 cents. it did hit 10 cents in January. And as you know, Andrew, I am plugged right into wastemanagementreview.com today. And after the initial hype, hasn't been a single article on EnviroSuite. Buy or sell for you for EnviroSuite? Still at 6 cents.
For my sins, it's still a buy. Like anyone who's listened to me for a while, this has been. I gotta tell, like this is. I've done so well on EnviroSuite over the years.
Yeah.
I think I first bought it around 4 cents and rode it up, sold some down. It's a business that is making headway fundamentally, and the market goes from way too pessimistic to way too optimistic. So I'm not trying to trade it, but sometimes it's just clearly better value than at other times. I think it's one of these times now where it's sort of like it's been disappointing. I'll get to the reasons why, but I still think it's fundamentally cheap. Now I've made that point for a while. So anyone wants to take everything I say here with a big grain of salt. But the trouble with them has been they're growing, right? Yeah. But they're not growing to the pace that we would like them to grow. They are not swinging to cash flow positivity and net profitability as quick. It's all on track, right? It's all on track. But I would lie to you if I said I thought it would take this long. I thought things would accelerate sooner. That being said, I still think balance of probabilities, I still think it's a bigger business in 5 years' time and that we'll look back at 6 cents and go, yeah, that was pretty good value. Think about it this way, even if it is 10 cents, like it was in January, right? So it went from 6 to 10 to 6. Think about that in percentage terms, right? Like that is,
yeah.
If it takes 5 years to get to 10 cents, the compounded annual return on that is respectable. I'd hope it's more, but it's respectable. And so I think you've got a low bar at this point in time. I'm not just plucking those numbers out of the air. Like you can ground them to expected earnings and cash flows. I think it's reasonably priced.
All right. Envirosuite is a buy.
I think I'm going to buy it.
Next up, we're looking at Catapult Group International, ASX, CAT. You called it a buy at 92 cents, currently $1.24. It's up 34.78%. Catapult Group quite literally climbing to the top of the ASX charts. Since we talked about it, I have noted, and I don't know if this is just one of those things when you're thinking about buying a new Mitsubishi, you see Mitsubishis everywhere. But since we talked about Catapult, I've been seeing Catapult everywhere. I saw the Indian cricket team had Catapult. The only thing I would say about Catapult is I think they're on the wrong side of the shirts. So most companies like to get their branding and logo on the outside of the shirt. Yeah. You kind of have to look through the white of the Indian cricket team's cricket whites to see that faint Catapult logo underneath, but it's there. So they're doing something right, but I think
They're not selling to consumers.
Right, that's fair.
They are selling to the leagues and to the teams themselves. Yep. So obviously they would get more, but then it's a question of do we want to spend this sponsorship money on this, so it's an interesting one. Yeah. I often think it's when I see ads for BHP and things like that, like who are you advertising to, right? Like I'm not in the market for iron ore. I don't know who is. And then you realize
just after a Bunnings ad for a shovel.
Yeah.
Get your shovel at Bunnings and then go get some iron ore.
4,000 tons of coal, please. Yeah. Or copper, whatever. It's crazy. But then you realize it's all PR. In Catapult's case, this is a really good example actually of a disappointing investment for me. Cause I've bought some way back 10 years plus 50 cents. And it's something I've done reasonably well out of, but it has failed to grow to the extent that I initially expected. So I think it's still cheap. It's still a buy.
Still cheap. Yeah. Still a buy. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I think I'm going to buy it.
All right. The next one we're going to look at is Stealth Global Holdings, ASX SGI. You called it a buy at 16 cents, currently 26 cents. The name sounds like an oxymoron, Stealth Global. We're everywhere and nowhere. No hiding the gains though, Andrew, up 62%. Since we had you last on the show, where are we at with Stealth Global?
So they're just delivering as expected. What's interesting about this is you've got a business who is just so small, especially when we were talking about it, right? And it still is. It's not even a small cap. It's micro cap, very liquid kind of company. But it's kind of like it's hiding in plain sight in terms of you just look at what they're doing, what the management say they're going to, and have been rolling out. They're executing on their strategy really well. The results are now starting to come through, And what I love about the very small space is if you've got a long enough time horizon, you see two things if you get the thesis right. You see the business perform as expected and you get the growth that accompanies the growth in the share price that accompanies the growth in the business. But as it gets bigger, it tends to get more liquid. It tends to come onto the radar of bigger players. Boutique fund managers look at it, gets into maybe into an index or two. And as it goes, then you get this re-rate. So a tiny little illiquid microcap that might trade at 8 times earnings gets into the ASX 200 in 10 years. This is what happened with Prometicus, right? And, Ordinate and, Zero and all these smallerish ones that sort of, as they ran up, the growth in earnings coupled with the growth in multiple as they gain that sort of demand from bigger money. I'm really happy with the gain, but it's still cheap. Like I intend to have this for 10 years unless something goes wrong. This will be multiple dollars, I think, by the year 2034, But like any micro cap guy, we'd be chatting in another 5 months and it's at 12 cents again. But yeah, the North Star here is, can they continue to grow their revenue as expected, and can they widen those margins, which they have been doing? If those two things happen, then this is a steal.
All right, Stealth Global is still a buy.
I think I'm going to buy.
Next up, the last one before we take a quick break, Andrew, and this is a big one, Drone Shield Limited, ASX, DRO, you called it at 26 cents, currently trading at 63 cents, up 142%, if you don't mind.
It got to 93.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. We should have just scheduled this a couple of weeks earlier.
Still, that's pretty handy, 142%. I'm really interested on this one. With those kind of gains, are we looking at selling at the moment?
This is a tough one because I feel as though this has got a bit of a meme stock aura about it. It's a cool story, right? You've got these big electromagnetic guns that look like they're out of a science fiction movie. Mm. There's a lot of bad things happening in the world where there's a bit of a tailwind for their kind of product. And I feel as though there's a lot of hot money has gotten onto this thing.
Yeah.
And it's a great dilemma. These are the good kind of dilemmas you want in the market, but it's a dilemma because you think, well, gosh, when we were chatting and it was, 26 or whatever cents it was cheap. Well, now it's 3X that. Is it still cheap? And it's a dilemma because you would think definitionally it's not. It's 3X more expensive. But what can really throw you here is that share prices can go up and businesses can get cheaper because the fundamentals just backfill it in. Drone Shield has been assisted by some very good news, some very good results. There's a very big sales pipeline. There's a reason why we thought it was cheap and why it's gone up. It has got that element to it of like, whoa. Okay, maybe things are running a bit too fast. So what do you do? So you might go, okay, well, I'll take some profit. That's nice. Things are a bit hot. I'll just wait for it to get back in and I'll get back lower and then I'll get back in. You might not ever get that chance. A lot of people, I mentioned Pro Medicus before because it's just such an easy example, but there's 100 like it, right? So you can be too fussy and too clever by half with valuations. At the same time, things start to get harder and harder to justify. And here's another great problem to have, Adam. You think, I like Drone Shield. I'm going to put 5% of my portfolio in it. And you wake up one day and it's like, oh, now it's, now not only is it 20% of my portfolio, all else sort of being equal, maybe a few things have gone down or, you know, moved around a little bit, but the valuation proposition isn't as good. So I've got a larger weighting on a less attractively priced stock. This, I would say, if you're a long-term holder and that's why you bought it, nothing has really changed. In fact, the story has continued to improve. I'd probably just hang on to it, knowing that it's going to be an incredibly volatile ride. Would I be putting fresh money to it? Probably not at this point in time. So let's go with a hold,
a hold.
Yeah.
Please hold.
The other thing I think I would do is post in Reddit and just get a sense of the Reddit vibe around Drone Shield. I think that's my tip, Andrew, as not an expert, obviously, but I think just worth a post, just a quick temperature check in Reddit to see how we're feeling about Drone Shield.
The indicator you want to look for is how many rocket emojis are being employed in any post. The more rocket emojis, the more you need to worry.
No, I think we're on the same page, Andrew, absolutely. Yep. Excellent. All right, hey, let's take a break here. We'll grab another G&T. Look, if you've got a stock you want to hear about on the show, then why not let me know? Use the contact form at equitymates.com. You can leave a voice message. You might even hear yourself on the show, or flick us an email, contact@equitymates.com. We'll be right back after these short messages.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Buy or Sell with me, Adam Kiley, and I'm joined by Andrew Page, founder and managing director at strawman.com, and we are in the No Holds Bar. We're drinking gin and tonics, and we are going through the stocks that Andrew gave us about 5 months ago now, just to see where we're at, take a little check-in. And we're going to kick off again with Alcidion Group, Andrew. Alcidion Group Limited, ASX, ALC. And we've had a lot of success in the first half of the show. This one, not so much.
When you're right 51% of the time, you're wrong 49% of the time.
You called them a buy at 10 cents. They are currently at 5 cents, so down 50%. These guys are in health data, right? Do we all just get healthier? Is that what happens here? We just don't need.
The quick version here is that they do, they provide software largely for hospitals and large health organizations. And the major client for them and the big lever of growth for them in recent years has been the NHS over in the UK. Right. Sales going really well. Everything was on track. And of course, you're dealing with these very large bureaucratic institutions. I don't know if you've been following political and economic developments in the UK, but you know, things are tight.
Oh, watching it like a hawk.
Oh, as you do. Everyone does. And so they've just had a whole bunch of contract delays.
Right. Okay.
So here's the two narratives. Choose your own adventure. One, management got ahead of themselves. They ramped up costs too much when it should have been apparent that these sales weren't going to come through. It was poorly managed. And not only that, that this isn't just a temporary one-off kind of thing, but there is a real structural shift in the underlying demand for this. The other narrative is that, well, we're a tiny little Australian ASX company that's dealing with a counterparty that's very slow to move, that's got massive budgetary constraints. We've still got the work. You know, we've still got a huge amount of recurring revenue. We've still got a massive amount of opportunity. Not just us, but everyone in the sector pretty much has had the exact same impact. So it'd be different if they were singled out and yet every other supplier to the NHS was going great, but it's just been bad across the board. In other words, and now they're reining in their costs a little bit. We actually interviewed the CEO, Kate Quirk, last week. Her take was, you know, take it for whatever it was worth, but we just had everything delay on us. But in terms of the 3 to 4 or 5 plus year outlook, nothing's changed whatsoever. So if you think that's the case, then this is the market giving you a gift. If you think there is something structurally wrong, no, you want to pass. I'm in the camp of I think that they are still okay. And I think risk reward proposition is actually a little bit better, but it's a controversial take. I know a lot of people on Strawman don't like it, but I think it's interesting.
All right. Well, I'm going to choose that you're just making excuses.
Yes. Sandbagged that one to all hell. Well, can I just iterate on that? I mean, this is the point I was trying to make with Catapult. And I'm not trying to say this will be Catapult, but if you're only excited and enthusiastic about your investment when the share price is up, you're going to miss potential opportunities like this. When everyone's negative, that's when I get more interested. Doesn't mean I'm right, but that's why I think you should be more interested, not less interested.
All right, next up, we're looking at DropSuite Limited, ASX DSE. You called it a buy at 25 cents, currently trading at 30 cents. More sweets than a lolly shop on this show. We had EnviroSuite, now DropSuite. If you bought into this one, you might very well soon be in the penthouse suite, Andrew, up 20%. Is DropSuite a buy for you still?
Oh, my brain's not quick enough to come up with another suite. suffix.
another sweet gag.
I just go sweet. this business just keeps on delivering. It's like every 6 months when you open up their presentation, there's just a page and page and page of bottom left to top right charts. Like choose your metric. They're all going in the right direction.
Okay.
A little bit of fear. Hey, great example, right? A bit of fear crept into this stock last year. Now, Microsoft had their own sort of backup sort of product that they were coming to market. We were like, oh, this is the end for DropSuite, not recognizing the model that they employ and the reality of sort of protecting data in large institutions. You tend to sort of want to use a third party, not the same party that you're using for all of your enterprise stuff.
Good point.
You know, and just by virtue of the fact that it's massively underpenetrated, very large and massively underpenetrated market. So people tend to think that as soon as there's competition, everything's all over. Whereas most companies operate in a competitive environment. So I think that was overblown and that was an opportunity. And I really like Sharif, the CEO. He's big inside ownership, really well disciplined operator. I like it. Still a buy.
I think I'm going to buy.
Jumbo Interactive Limited, ASX JIN. You called it a buy at $13.60, currently $17.69. Andrew, as they say, go big or go home. We're going jumbo. I'm a bit conflicted about this one, though. It seems like a gambling company, but it also seems like it's doing it for a good cause. It's a fundraising company as well. So which is it?
I mean, they're definitely a gambling company. Well, they're
okay, good. All right.
Most of their money comes from reselling tickets.
Right.
Okay. And their tickets in a lottery. It is literally a lottery. So yeah, it's gambling. You can't pretend otherwise.
Very good.
If you're ethically trying to wrestle with that, we spoke to the CEO not long ago. And the thing you've got to remember is that when you look at damage done in society through gambling and you draw it on a pie chart, it's like 80% pokies, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to be a problem gambler with a lottery ticket. You know what I mean? You can't sort of double down and all of these other kinds of things. So it's sort of, I'm just trying to enable those that might be having any kind of issue. You make your own mind up. It's a very personal kind of thing. The other thing they do is software that enables other companies to run lotteries. And what's interesting here with this business, I think, is that you've got a scenario where if you look at the lottery sector, you've got this hardcore group of people who buy a ticket every week. And then you got the other people who are just like, I don't do anything except when I see in the bus shelter there's a 100 million Powerball and then me and my mates all go in.
My chances of winning 100 million are better than winning 5 million. That's why I only enter $100 million draws.
It's a thing. And so people actually track this. You look at the companies, like look at the lotto jackpots. When you have a run of high jackpots, they sell heaps of tickets and they get a clip on and all of that kind of stuff. So that's going to be volatile, but it's interesting because we will get to a point where there's just a bad, like math, statistics, maths, right? You're going to get a bad run of low jackpot sort of things. Sales aren't going to be as good. The market's probably going to, you know, overreact to that kind of stuff. But I still think it's good. The thing to watch here is like six years from now, they've got to renegotiate their licensing agreement with Tabcorp, who is now called the lottery company. It's very likely that they will probably reduce the commission that they get on or increase the fee in some kind of way. But Jumbo has got an alternate source of revenue. So I really like the founder. So okay. Yeah,
still a buy. Still a buy.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
I think I'm going to buy.
All right. Next, we're talking risk. Ava Risk Group, ASX, AVA. You called it a buy at 19 cents. Currently 16 cents. So we're down about 16%.
3 cents we're down, Adam. It's only three cents. What's this percent thing that you're talking about?
Yeah, sorry.
3 cents, what's that? It's nothing.
It's nothing. Yeah. Nothing at all. All right, down 3 cents, buy or sell for you, Ava Risk Group.
Again, this is like, I put this in the Envirosuite suite categories. I've been very bullish on this for a long time, like a couple of years at least. And they have this incredible product. Then they've had a change in leadership and it just hasn't got the traction that I would have hoped that it had. There are signs there, right? So it's sort of like, this is, I feel like, a gradually then suddenly kind of company. So you develop this tech over a long period of time. You've repositioned the product set under a new CEO. You're out there and you're selling it. They announced this massive, a contract with Telstra to use their fiber optic cable and provide all the, it sort of measures the integrity of the network, et cetera, et cetera. And there's no financials around that. It was an IR dog's breakfast in terms of the investor relations piece of them releasing, like the ASX, like said, please explain, there's no financials here. And they tried to, you know, the shares went into suspension. It was just very messy, very poor shareholder communication. But putting that aside, it's still a very decent return, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's more sandbags.
Yeah. Very good. So Ava Risk Group is still a buy.
I think I'm going to buy. Let's
go! All right, it is time for the last call here in the, I got to tell you, it's the newly refurbished No Holds Bar. If you want to check it out, have a look at us on YouTube.
Yeah, looking good.
It is time for the last call here, and we're looking at Bailador Technology Investments, ASX, BTI. You called it a buy at $1.16. It's up to $1.33, up 14%. As they say in the company, if you don't believe in what we're doing, then there's the Bailador.
That was terrible. Oh, I love it.
We like a big finish here in the No Holds Bar.
I love it.
Baylor Door, buy or sell?
I'll go with buy. I'll keep it short because I've run over. It's big discount to its NTA still. A huge part of that NTA is in cash, and they're good at capital allocator, so it's a buy.
I think I'm going to buy.
It's a buy. All right, don't let the Baylor Door hit you on the way out. Very good. Andrew, that's it. Thank you so much for joining me again. It's been an absolute pleasure having you back.
Always fun, Adam. Thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. You can continue the journey on the Equity Mates website. There's plenty of resources there. You'll find the buy or sell tracker where you can see how all of Andrew's stocks have been performing. You can also use the Find a Company page where you can find out more information about all the stocks that we're talking about on the show. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, you can find us, as I mentioned, on YouTube as well. I hope you'll join me next time in the No Holds Bar. Until then, it is bye for now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.